My name is Anita Flegel from Live Young Clinic.
Hi, this is Jen Pearson from Lighten Your Space.
Hi, I'm Stacey Bout from Infinite Balance.
I'm Emma Woolrich from Life Symmetry, and I love listening to Let's Talk Energy Healing with Jacqueline Rose.
Coming up on this week's Let's Talk Energy Healing with Jacqueline Rose.
I have definitely been in creative mode in this pandemic, this quarantine period, and it's been sort of been nice in a way.
This week, we're very excited to be sharing a creative vibe from OBE Balushi Srivastava and the Inner Vision Orchestra.
Bonjour and welcome to Let's Talk Energy Healing with me, Jacqueline Rose. Today, I'll be talking to Caroline King from Empowered Happiness, all the way from Melbourne, Australia. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you so much for having me here, Jacqueline. I'm so excited to be chatting with you today.
Just a little bit of background from Caroline. Caroline has studied and been practicing energy healing for a number of years, particularly kinesiology. Did I get that right, Caroline?
Kinesiology, but yes, close.
Brilliant. I didn't realise, actually, there was quite a number of forms of kinesiology.
There is quite a number.
You also provide corporate workshops. You help people get started with meditation. You've also published your own book, Empowered Happiness. You've been a contributor to one of our books, including from the Energy Healing magazine, Thriving to Surviving When Life Gives You Lemons, which was published during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic earlier on this year. The list goes on, Caroline. Can you tell us how you got interested in energy healing?
I think I've always been interested. I still remember buying my first bottle of essential oil when I was about 13 years old, knowing that lavender oil would help with headaches. And then I think a couple of years later, I was really drawn to crystals. And I think I was about 16 when I first bought my first rose quartz and amethyst crystals. And it evolved from there. I studied Reiki. I fell into kinesiology. And I say I fell into it because it was something that was recommended to me when I couldn't fall pregnant. I really didn't know what the kinesiologist was doing for me, but needless to say, we fell pregnant quite easily after that. And a few years later, when I was looking at studying energy healing, kinesiology kept coming up in my Google search, and I rang the teacher at the time, and she was having an information night that night. So I thought the universe was really gearing me and guiding me towards kinesiology in particular, but I've had a fascination with energy healing, I think, most of my life.
Yes, I have too. Yes, I think that a lot of people get into the idea of taking an easy cure that's got them caught up in an endless stream of pills to treat them for one ailment, and then they end up taking on a whole different journey and end up with something else, not quite knowing how they got there. Do you think this is because not everyone has actually heard of energy healing, or they just don't know how or where to get started with this?
It's probably a bit of everything. I think it's they haven't heard of it. They may not believe that it works. There is work involved. I went through depression for many years and hit rock bottom at the end of 2012. And it was actually energy healing and meditation that helped me overcome my depressive thoughts and behaviours. And it took a year of, I guess, really looking at who I was. And I was able to overcome that without any medication. So what I found is that hard work that I put into that year has now served me quite well now with the COVID pandemic in how I'm coping with my emotional state, you know, the ups and downs that go with quarantine and all those sort of things. So I think it's more that people either don't know about it or don't really want to put the work in.
Yeah, I think like with anything, we've only got one body, haven't we? We've only got one mind. We all know sometimes that when times hit us hard, i.e. such as this pandemic, yeah, it can either take you off your feet or you can actually embrace it, get creative and think this isn't going to take me down. And sometimes it can take us on a completely different journey, can't it?
Absolutely. And it doesn't mean that we don't feel those downs. It just means, I know for me, I still go have my ups and downs, but I'm able to bounce back. I'm able to recognize when my energy is dropping and do something about it at that time before it sort of drops and spirals out of control. So I have definitely been in creative mode in this pandemic, this quarantine period, and it's been sort of been nice in a way.
Yeah, I think sometimes these devastating, life-changing experiences can somehow sort of push beyond those boundaries, can't they? And we can actually find inner strength if we've got that state of mind, mindfulness, meditation is so important to sort of check the naysayers, the people that you surround yourself with, and also thought patterns. You need to keep positive thoughts to sort of get you through your day, do you think?
Yeah, I do. I would agree with that. I think it's once you're mindful of how your thoughts behave, then you can change them when you feel those negative thoughts coming up, so that you can either deal with them or process them or whatever you need to do to bring you back up.
Yeah. So do you think then to get started with energy healing that it would be good to have one-to-one sessions with an energy healer or to read books or a combination of both? How do you feel that people should actually get started with energy healing if they're not already doing it?
Probably a little bit of both. I think my journey early on probably did start with books. There's many beautiful books out there, self-help books, and that was a great introduction for me. Experiencing them one-on-one is how you learn what works for you, because there are so many different healing modalities out there, and it's finding what sits right with you. It's also finding the right practitioner, because even if, you know, there are multiple people doing the same type of healing modality, but it's when you find that practitioner that's able to, I guess, resonates with you that can really help have that impact on you. So it's probably both.
Yeah, I think it's like when you're at school, isn't it? As a child, you either get a teacher that you like and you excel in that subject, or if you don't get on with a teacher and you don't enjoy the lesson, then obviously it reflects in your grades, doesn't it? Which is a bit like energy healing. You need someone that you can, I would feel, trust. And also believe in what you're actually doing, that you can actually see things that are happening to make your life sort of better, get those positive thoughts going, get that energy up and work down those lines. Would you say that energy healing, obviously it takes a bit longer, or is it something that we need to be doing on a daily basis?
No, I don't think it has to take longer. I think it depends on the individual and what their belief system is at the time and how easily they're willing to release what no longer serves them.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, yes. I've woken up this morning and I'm not feeling my usual self. I probably haven't had quite enough sleep. I've got something that's worrying me. Would you suggest then some sort of meditation to start my day, or how would I get over that initial start for my day on a practical level?
I think meditation is a fantastic way to start the day. I think tuning into your heart, doing some kind of heart coherent meditation, I guess remembering what you're grateful for in your life, those kind of meditations are a fantastic way to start your day and really help you shift that mindset if you have had a bad night's sleep or if you're feeling a little bit down, because it's okay to feel down. We are humans and we will have ups and downs, but it's just recognizing then that you are feeling that way and implementing a meditation or going for a walk. A mindful walk is fantastic too, where you walk and you actually bring your awareness into the environment around you. So you feel how your body feels, you feel the sun or the wind on you, you feel, you smell what's in the air, you know, you look into the distance. They're probably two great ways to start the day.
Hold that thought, Caroline, while we take a quick break.
Excellence should be rewarded, don't you think? Have you heard? An opportunity knocks for you to nominate a colleague, client or yourself for the Top 10 Energy Healer Awards 2020. The closing date is the 30th of November and the winners will be revealed during the first week of December. To find out more, email Katrina on communitymanagerehm@mail.com. That email address again? communitymanagerehm@mail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Good luck.
This week, we're very excited to be sharing a creative vibe from OBE, Balushi Srivastava and the Inner Vision Orchestra. Balushi was awarded the OBE in the Queen's 90th birthday honour list for his amazing recognition and support for blind musicians. welcome back, and you've been listening to Revelation. Wasn't that a fantastic piece of music created by Baluji Srivastav and the Inner Voice Orchestra? I'm Jacqueline Rose, and this week I'm in the studio talking to Caroline King from Empowered Happiness. Welcome back, Caroline.
Well, going back to the book that the Energy Healing magazine published earlier on this year, Thriving to Surviving When Life Gives You Lemons, and sadly this pandemic is still claiming lives around the world. You wrote a chapter, Life is an Adventure, a journey from the darkness to light, which gets the reader to stop and think about themselves and what changes they need to make happen. We just love those first opening lines that you shared with us in the book. Would you mind just sharing them with our listeners here today?
Absolutely. So you deserve to be happy. You know that, right? It's your birthright to be thriving in a life and a world that brings you joy and love. But I know all too well just how hard life can get, whether it's a worldwide pandemic as we've all been experiencing, or when life in general gets tough and you feel like you're barely surviving. Sometimes it can be hard to pull yourself out. It can be difficult to see the brighter side of life, and it can be difficult to even know where to get help. In this chapter, I hope to share with you some practical tips that I personally use with myself and my clients. I hope that they offer you ways to move from barely surviving to really thriving in life, to help you transition from the darkness you may feel now and help you to see the light and joy you deserve. So let's begin.
Oh, brilliant. We really enjoyed your chapter. Well, the book, a number of different chapters that sort of covered this pandemic where people were thrown to working from home and homeschooling and all sorts of different things that were thrust upon us out of the blue. As I say, we all have busy lives trying to fit in endless to-do lists into each day. Do you think it's important for us to actually take responsibility and time out for some energy healing every day?
Absolutely. I think responsibility is the key word you used there, because no one else can do that for us but ourselves in terms of taking that time out. So I think every day, there's always a bit of time every day that you can tune in, even if it's five minutes or 3 minutes a day. But in a week, I think if you could at least spend a little bit more time, it definitely helps with your mental and emotional well-being.
Yeah, I definitely think that too. I also feel that probably food as well is just as important, isn't it? What you actually put in your body can have a great effect through a lifetime. Additives, all sorts of different toxins can sort of build up in your body, and we need to just take care, don't we?
Absolutely. I think we need to be mindful of all the stresses in our life, and part of it is the diet, what we're eating, and the environment. We're in the toxicity that's out there in terms of the products we may use. It's everything all rolled into one, and everybody's different. Everyone has different tolerance levels. So it's really doing the best you can with what you have around you and making the right choices for you. And over time, it does make a difference in your life.
Yeah, I think sometimes we just need to sit in the garden and just be quiet and just sort of think about all the things that we have got round us. I should think another word as well as responsibility is a key word is balance, isn't it?
Yes.
It's actually finding that balance and making time. We all have the same hours in a day, hours in a week. It's how we actually use our time. And I also think that it's really important to actually make time for us, to put ourselves first. Would you not say? Because obviously, if we're well and we're of a good mindful state, then I can help those around us.
Absolutely. I think you raise a really good point there. I've worked with a few clients over the last few days that have been not putting themselves first and trying to be either the peacekeeper or trying to be the tough one, you know, the strong one around them. But over time, that just beats us down. We have to be really mindful of how we're feeling and make sure we regularly take time out. And as you said, being in the garden and in nature is one of the most powerful places we can be. And it doesn't cost a thing. It just means stepping outside our door into nature.
That's right. Yes, we can all enjoy a beautiful dawn or a sunset, can't we? Or a walk by the river and the sound and the birds and just having that warm sunshine on our faces, whether it's in the winter or in the summer. Yeah, nature is a very powerful giver for all of us. I just wanted to share one of your tips in the book of Surviving to Thriving When Life Gives Us Lemons about mindful emotional stress release. I just think that some of us could all do with some of those tips that you share within the book. And would you kindly share some of those with us today?
Absolutely. So with this release, what I like to do, this is a bit like a meditation, mindfulness, and a bit of kinesiology thrown in there. I like to sort of combine everything when I'm working. And the first thing I ask you to do is to place your hand on your forehead. And the reason we do that is that by placing your hand on your forehead, you're actually encouraging blood flow to the prefrontal cortex. That's the front of your brain. And that then can regulate that fight flight response that you may have been in. So it's almost like it helps bring you to the present moment. And emotional stress release in kinesiology is one of the more powerful first aid techniques we use when someone's actually quite agitated or stressed or in that fight flight state. So I always like to start this mindful exercise with your hand on your forehead and then being conscious of your breath. So breathing in through your nose, and initially I like to breathe out through the mouth to really allow ourselves to release any stress or tension that may be sitting in your body. And if you do that a few times, and if you feel comfortable closing your eyes and just noticing what you can hear in the room around you, noticing what you can smell, if there are any smells, there may be a perfume you're wearing or an oil you're diffusing or someone cooking. Noticing how your hand feels on your forehead, and then moving your hand to touch your other hand and just engaging that sense of touch. How do your hands feel? Noticing if you have any tastes in your mouth. Did you just eat something or drink something? And then when you're ready, gently opening your eyes and looking around in the room where you are. And really looking around, what can happen quite often is we miss the little things around us because we delete what we're used to seeing. We sort of generalize what we're seeing. So looking around the room you're in and noticing if there's something that you can see that you haven't possibly noticed before. And then when you're ready, just bringing yourself back to your everyday life. What this exercise can do, it can help you. What we're doing here is we're not only calming down your fight-flight response by placing your hands on your forehead, but we're engaging our senses, and that is mindfulness. That is bringing you into the present moment, into your body where you are right now, and it is so powerful. And as you can see through this exercise that I've just shared with you, it doesn't take long. You could space it out if you wanted to spend longer with each sense. But otherwise, if you're time poor, which I know a lot of people feel they are, you could do this maybe when you go to the bathroom. We all go to the bathroom multiple times a day, take a few minutes out and just engage all your senses. So that is one of the exercises I like to share. And as I said, I know the bathroom may not be the best place always to engage all your senses, but it's a place that we go to every day, so we can always make time for ourselves. We can always make time for mindfulness and for that tune-in and for that grounding of ourselves. So I hope that helped, Jacqueline. What did you think of that?
It certainly does. Yes, I'm feeling more relaxed already. And like you say, just that sort of taking the time for some quietness, for some calm, which I think is phenomenal when you're actually having a really stressful day. Like you say, just taking a few minutes can make all the difference, help empower you to carry on.
Absolutely. And you could do this during the day. If you find yourself having one of those mornings where you spill your coffee and you stub your toe and you drop your keys, then maybe at that point that is a great time to stop and just spend 2 minutes engaging all five of your senses just to bring yourself back to the present moment. And that will then change the rest of your day.
I do think that's a brilliant idea. I know in the Energy Healing magazine, we've actually had some people talk about grounding, sort of kicking off your shoes, putting your feet in the grass or on the floor, and actually sort of feeling at one with taking 5 minutes out for some mindful emotional stress release is a must during your day. Well, I love your strap line that you've actually got on your website, which is happiness starts with a smile and empowerment starts with a choice. And I think some of the topics and the tips that you've given us here today, our listeners will certainly put them on the road give them a different journey to perhaps the one that they're experiencing today. Thank you ever so much for taking the time out to join us.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Jacqueline, for having me here today. And thank you for all the work you do for lifting, you know, lifting the world up with all the beautiful things you bring together so that you can share and lift and empower people around the world. I think it's wonderful. And I love that we can connect like this across the world.
Yeah, I think as well that with the Energy Healing Magazine, we try to bring in so many different, like you said, there's so many different forms of energy healing. And I think it's actually making people aware that, like you previously said, that, you know, it's finding something that suits you, that you can relate to, that you can work with and continue using. Because I think often people start, but then they lose interest or things don't happen quick enough. And then they lose touch with energy healing again and perhaps take to more conventional medicine or working. And obviously the body at different times will say, enough is enough. I need to stop here. I need to check myself and try and take a different route. Yeah, it is interesting that there are so many forms of energy healing, but it's important and you need to be responsible to find that balance in life and find something that works for you. Would you say that's right?
Absolutely. I think that that's the key, finding what works for you and being consistent with it, continuing on and knowing that it does get easier. I know when you work on yourself, it can feel a bit daunting at the start, but as you continue on your journey, it really does get easier because it empowers you. You feel more powerful. You feel stronger within yourself and you start to really understand how the energy works so that then you can utilize that for your own benefit. So everything you've just said, Jacqueline, and more, I think it's just giving it a go, finding someone you connect with, maybe looking at referrals. Sometimes it can be finding someone that a friend refers or looking on the, you know, on people's websites and seeing if you feel connected to that person. But the biggest thing is giving it a go. I think we all need to take action. And I think that's one of the first or second things I say in my chapter. Actually, the first thing I say in my chapter is that we need to make the choice. And that's really important. Once you make that choice and go on that journey, your life will change and it will change for the better.
Absolutely. Okay, well, that's been brilliant. Thank you ever so much today. We look forward to sharing this podcast with our listeners. Thank you, Caroline.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's podcast show. I know I certainly have. Next week, I'll be chatting to Jen Pearson from Lighten Your Space, all the way from Asheville, North Carolina, in the States. Until next week, bye-bye.